So when you share crop, you have your own equipment, right? And then you just...
Well, we have our own equipment.
Yeah.
But there wasn't equipment that they have today.
No. Y'all probably had a mule, didn't you?
We had mules, and I remember the first farm all tractor I seen fell on the farm across where we were. He bought a tractor.
What year was this, you remember?
Nah, it was somewhere there. It must have been about 37, because that was when things was sort of slowly coming out of the Depression.
Mm-hmm. When you got back from World War II, everything was a lot better with Roosevelt's New Deal, wasn't it? With all the new jobs he sent down here.
When I come back from the war?
From war.
No, it was hard to get a job when I come back, and I went to work out at the depot. There's a grade 12 at 80 cents an hour.
That's really good for back then, isn't it?
Well, it was pretty good. But that same job today, if you went out on it, could pay around $7 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much difference. But see, when I come back, they had what they called Chrysler had this during the war.
A what?
Chrysler Corporation had the depot, had it leased. And of course, this was on a percentage basis, and there's a lot of details in there that I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did work under Chrysler. I'd come back and went to work with the government just as they'd take it back over. So I know very little about what happened during Chrysler here and out there. A lot of people did work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut the jobs, they cut pay, and they cut everything out there. But back even at that time, there's still very little to work at around here.
Because a lot of people didn't have skills and or money.
Well, there's a lot of people could have done a lot of things, but it wasn't to be done. In this area, you had to leave.
Did anybody that you know work for, like, when Roosevelt created all his programs, like the CCC, Building Roads? Did you know anybody that worked for one of those federal programs?
The county kept up the roads, and back when I first registered, the way you paid what they call the poll tax, you worked 3 days a year on the roads free.
So you wouldn't have to pay the poll tax?
Yeah. That's the way you paid your poll
tax. Oh, by working?
That's the way they got the roads fixed.
I didn't know that. So then did y'all have a lot more roads that were paid?
Oh, no. You had little muddy roads.
Yeah.
So you didn't have, you can't even imagine, like this road out through here.
Mm-hmm.
The old road was just a little old muddy road when it rained, like a field road.
So when y'all were making roads back then, it was really just cutting down trees and making dirt roads?
Well, you didn't have all these tractors to tear down things with.
Did you chop them down?
You used a flip scrape out. That's the way the CC built this road across Chehaw Mountain.
Mm-hmm. With a what? A C-scraper?
Flip scrape. You have two mules to pull at it, and you hold it back here, and you scoop up the dirt.
Oh.
A little faster than you can dig it up.
Why was it so important for them to build that road going up Chehaw? No. There's not really anything up there.
What?
Was it
they
to use?
They that road. It's still used.
Yeah, it's used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of timber productions going on there?
Quite a bit. More timber in them days than there are now.
Mm-hmm.
But all this has been cut down. Oh, yeah. For a cross-cut saw, you know what that is? The man on each end of a saw, and you saw down a tree, and then you saw it up in the wood. But now they got these power saws you crank up, and you can cut it up in a hurry.
Yep.
And they got these wood splitters where you used to have to bust the wood up with an axe or use a sledgehammer and a wedge, split it.
Mm-hmm.
You take your power hydraulic tool and split it just like that. you've seen these movies of back in the, what they call the Western days, how they, there's a whole lot of truth in some of this.
Mm-hmm.
People live hard and they live off the land.
Yep.
You can survive off of the land. With the army, I guess they still have it. They used to have a training. They carry you out and put you out in the mountains. But if you eat anything, you had to find it and catch it. Fix it.
Did you ever have to do that?
Huh?
Did you ever have to do that?
I've done that a little. I never did go through that training because they started that after I come back. They used to issue us sea rations, hard tacks, and what we had in this was a bar of candy that you couldn't beat up with hammer, much less bite. He sat and gnawed it like a bone that you could live on. And you had little cookies in there that were about the same way.
Hard
as rocks. And then they had some other food there with that if you could.
Did you have a lot of time when you were in Wilbur over in Japan to write home?
I was in Japan, I was in Europe, I was in Africa, I was in Germany, Italy, France, Corsica Island, Sardinia.
Goodness. So did you write home and check to see how things were? Did you get mail?
No, they had what they call censored airmail type thing. About all you could do was say, howdy, I'm still alive.
Yeah.
So everything was censored. You couldn't even tell where he was. Later you could tell, after you moved on, you could tell where you'd been.
Yeah. When you got back, was that when you bought your first car? When you got back from the war?
Oh no, I bought a car before I went to service. First car I ever bought was an old 28 Chevrolet. I picked scattered cotton. Somebody didn't want it and sold it and bought it. About $30 on it.
How old were you then?
Oh, I guess I was about 17, somewhere along there.
Did y'all have a church close to your house when you were growing up that y'all went to?
Oh yeah, there was always churches.
In the South.
Yeah, you got churches in the Wildwoods.
Mm-hmm. Were you Methodist then too?
I wasn't anything so far as church was concerned.
You just went to church?
I went to church once in a while. Well, you got down that old hatchet, you know where Reagan's Chapel is.
Uh-huh. You went
there? The church was there.
How was it?
Yeah. And Bowling Springs went down the road.
Yeah, well, there's a church right there.
Of course, that's all changed. They got a big, pretty church there.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be a church over here, an old church, and the schoolhouse was right across the road.
And everybody lived real close by, right?
Well, within a few miles around there. Quite a few people lived down in that area. There were some Joneses, and Gunnelses, and Ackers. Oh boy, I could get started here in the line.
Well, after you got drafted, when you get drafted and you go away to war and you come back, are you automatically just out of the army, or did they want you to get out, or did you want to get out, or?
No, they brought us back. We could have enlisted. And I almost did But what they wanted to do was send me back to Germany in 30 days, and I didn't want to go.
Mm-mm. So is that when you started?
So I come on home, started looking for a job, and they was pretty dull, and I started to go back in the service. When I went out to the depot,
somehow or another,
when I got to the gate, they must have been waiting for me.
They kept you out there.
Now, this old guy come out of the personnel office there and give me an application.
Really?
He'd never seen me. I'd never seen him.
Did a lot of people that was over, that was in World War II, when they come back, did they go to work out there?
Oh, there's quite a few people went to work there. Well, by then, see, things were, they were getting to be quite a bit of work around here.
Because World War II really picked up the economy,
so. Picked up a lot of things. War is what makes things get started. Wars is what has caused all this outer space. And wars is what's caused all this modernization.
Mm-hmm. The Civil War caused us to stop just being so agricultural, and we had to be industrial.
So there's a lot of things involved in all this stuff. But I don't know what they're doing now with all the stuff they're doing now. It's foolish to me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I don't know that much.
Were you active in politics?
No, I never even wanted to be a politician.
No. Did you go vote then?
I voted. I started not to vote.
And did you vote back when Roosevelt was running for president?
Yeah. He died while I was in France.
Did you watch him too?
Well, Roosevelt's the one that started what they call the old PWA. He started a lot of work around here, even in this state. And he was the cause of a lot of things being here today. He got people started doing a few things. You can't even imagine what life was like back then. There was just a few people lucky. The rest of them wasn't.
And the ones that were rich just ruled all the other ones.
They just wasn't here. Like all these other states and good roads they build now, so you didn't have all this going on. And you didn't have all these different businesses. They didn't even know this existed. If a fellow was lucky enough to get into a little grocery store, so you could start a little business and build up.
Yeah.
But everybody can't have a business.
And the prices would have to be so low you wouldn't make any money.
You couldn't have made any money if everybody would have been nobody to sell to.
Did you get married after you started working at the depot?
Yeah, I was 30 years old when I married.
Good.
I was almost older.
Almost. And then you had three kids?
Yeah.
Did y'all buy a house right after you got married?
The economy? I built a house when I got married.
You built one?
Yeah, over there in South Anniston.
Do you remember how much it cost? About what it cost?
$3,500.
Gosh. Amazing.
You know where Cottonville United Methodist Church is? You know, going down Wilmer, that second house on the left.
That's the one you built?
On the trail, that's it.
I'll have to go look at it.
It's a small house, but it was a two-bedroom. It was big enough. See, we had worked out from Worsham Lumber Company before I went in the service. That's where he supplied. If we built a house, we didn't build many houses then, and done more of the repair work. But anyway, the Well, but that way we could go in there and be out of the shop and make the door casing, window casing, stuff like that.
Who would anybody do that?
No.
Y'all just need them?
We just had an agreement through them. And when I come back, he agreed to furnish everything, and I could get a loan after I had the house done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I built my house.
Mm-hmm. How long did y'all live there?
Hmm?
How long did y'all live there in that house?
We lived there just 4 years. 4 or 5 years. And then I bought this house.